For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've been having this conversation about Deshaun Watson in the preseason. On the other part of the backfield there, Nick Chubb was put on the PUP. Yesterday, the pup list. I like it better as the pup list, don't you? It makes me feel better.
I think everybody recognizes what it is, too.
Well, yeah, but if you say physically unable to perform list, kind of a bummer. But everybody loves a good pup.
Yeah, the pup list.
Yeah.
It makes it sound not as bad.
Or like they're like a young football player, like, look out, we got the pup list here. Here's this young whippersnapper coming to run the football at you.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody makes that correlation, but good try.
You know what? I tried.
Valid effort.
You know what? That's all we can do. But we get into the conversation pre-show about Nick Chubb and the running game. And that is, there's a catch-22 here, and I don't know how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't expect Deshaun Watson to maybe be Deshaun Watson early in the season. And I expect there to be a gradual build, hopefully, if he can stay on the field, towards something that looks like what he was in Houston. And at the same point, this is unlike most years, because even if Nick Chubb is ready for week one, I think the running game might even be a bit of a slow build as well.
Okay, can I stop you and ask you a question, though?
You may.
Why do you expect that from Deshaun?
Which part?
The second part.
I
understand the expectation of a slow build, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But why is the expectation there that he becomes, you know, a quality high-level quarterback?
Oh, see, I more expect the starting point,
okay,
which is not great, Bob.
Okay.
So I just expect him to get better from that.
Okay.
I probably should have
said. It's one of those things where the bar is so low that...
Yeah, stay healthy, play.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I also don't think they need him to be that guy. If he is... great. But, like, I think this team is good enough. There's enough talent, 1 through 53,
ooh,
that I think you can succeed in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And by succeed, I mean be in the playoff hunt, make a playoff push, even if Deshaun is, let's say, the 15th best quarterback in the NFL this year. How about you?
Do I think they can be a good team that way?
Yeah.
I have my doubts on that. Not if they're not going to have Nick Chubb for, what are we assuming at this point? Are we assuming anything?
I mean,
Half the season?
I've always assumed he's going to start the season on the pup list.
Okay.
Which means first 4 weeks gone, and maybe there's that gradual build up from weeks 5 to 8.
So about half the season.
Yes.
I don't think they can withstand that, no.
I
think if they had Nick Chubb and they had somebody else that they could lean on for consistent production, for consistent chain moving, for consistent scoring, offense, things like that, sure. I just think in today's NFL, it's very, very difficult to defense your way to consistency.
So, yes, for a full season, I think we're in agreement. Last year's probably the anomaly. Five quarters of Nick Chubb, mm-hmm, and then just historical defense. For a full season, yes. I also think maybe I don't think you're overrating the importance of Nick Chubb because Nick has been his entire time here the ultimate Band-Aid.
Right.
Hey, a passing game isn't working. Have you tried some Nick Chubb?
Right.
Hey, the offensive line's banged up. Have you put a little Nick Chubb on it?
Right.
Quarterback's
not playing all that well. Let's just lean on Nick Chubb.
Yeah. I also think, though, at the same point, just because Nick isn't going to be out there, or mm-hmm, let's say it's not November 12th is when Nick Chubb is going to be Nick Chubb again, if at all. I still think he can run the ball with just good running backs. So, like,
well, can you run it to the level that you need to run it at to win games?
Yes, I think teams do it all the time. And I think if you don't have an elite running back, I think you better have a damn good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other area on the offense that I'm most confident about is the offensive line.
Do you think the defense is going to be as good this year as it was last year? Or do you think there's going to be regression?
I'm preparing
for regression.
I think there'll be a regression, but maybe they're the eighth best defense. Like, the bar is so high from last year.
Right.
Regression is just logical.
Okay.
The question is how much regression.
Sure. So if they go from the defense that they were last year to the eighth best defense,
mm-hmm.
and Deshaun doesn't become the guy that I don't know how do you even want to characterize it. High level, top 10.
None of these things mean anything. But yeah, top 10.
Right. We're just trying to put some words to it. Okay. So if he doesn't become a top 10 quarterback, and the Browns go from the defense that they were last year to eighth.
Mm-hmm.
What's the formula for consistently winning games then?
I mean, you can still have a good running game.
You can?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, I've got my doubts on that.
But we've gotten spoiled.
Okay.
I think Nick Chubb has spoiled us to just believe the only way you can have a great running game in the NFL is having a Nick Chubb or Saquon's a little different because even
Christian McCaffrey.
A McCaffrey.
It certainly helps if you have those guys.
100%.
That is a good formula to have a great running game. Running back.
It is an excellent whoopee. Sure. At the same point, we've seen offenses spearheaded by Jeff Wilson be top 10 in the NFL with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback. And I know that's the that tends to be the anomaly, but but that's an offensive based head coach with a system and a strong offensive line that allow you to win in spite of a Christian McCaffrey or a Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm at. I think we wait September way too much in the NFL. I think I finally come around to the most logical thing, which is we put so much emphasis on the importance of September that most teams now treat September as a furtive ground to figure it out.
Yeah, but not every team's in that position to do that.
I mean, I kind of think Pittsburgh has done that, and Pittsburgh has weaseled their way into the playoffs or at the back end of the playoff picture pretty much every year.
Right, so we're talking about, you brought up Pittsburgh. We're mm-hmm. talking about one of the most consistent teams of the last 15 years.
Yep.
That's different than the Browns, right? Certain teams, if we spin it back to the NBA, certain teams can treat the regular season as what it is. You know what I mean? Those are the veteran teams, the teams that have had success recently, the Celtics, right? LeBron's Miami Heat, LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers. But not every team, if you spin it back to the NFL, not every team can look at September that kind of way. The Browns aren't the Chiefs here, right? Can we admit that?
I think that's a fair thing to admit, yeah.
Okay. So I think the Browns have to put a little bit more weight into September than some of these other teams. The Ravens are different. The Chiefs are different.
I think the
Buffalo Bills are different.
Yeah, but I think the Browns are closer to those teams.
They are?
Yeah, they've consistently won. Okay, consistent is a loaded word. But they have had success the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and their floor has been a 7-win season. But they've been to the playoffs twice. This is the same cast of characters. This is a veteran team. A lot of the times we say, man, a team's got to hit the ground running and they've got to make hay. It's teams that are where the Browns were when they drafted Baker Mayfield. They're teams that had no business talking about the playoffs when September began.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think if the Browns had a healthy Nick Chubb, and if Deshaun Watson wasn't coming off a major injury to his shoulder, I'd probably believe something closer to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this team needs to bank wins as much as they possibly can. Because playing half the season without one of your most important players, it sets you back already. You're already playing catch up.
I hate to go to this card. Uh-huh. It's just a running back. And I know how important he is to the organization. But if a running back is the only way you're winning, there's probably a flaw, like several flaws in the greater premise of why we should expect you to win. Like Nick Chubb is why we should have expected you to win in 2019 when you still had Baker was wildly unproven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nick Chubb in 2023 with, or carry the two, 2022 with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb's going to have to be the reason you win. I don't know he should be. And here's the other thing. I don't know the offense should be set up where it's Nick Chubb's the reason you've won just because he's going to have to maybe adjust to a different role, whether it's coming off an injury mm-hmm. or his usage because of how they're going to build this thing around Deshaun.
Well, I understand that side of thinking, but I think we can also admit that Nick Chubb gives them a different ceiling. Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco gives the 49ers a different ceiling. They have won to a different level. They have reached a different level of explosiveness. They have reached a different level of consistency with somebody like Christian McCaffrey. When you're talking about the elite of the elite, that changes the equation. We're not just mm-hmm. talking about any running back.
Yeah.
We're not just lumping them all together. There are some that separate themselves and change the ceiling of an offense or change the ceiling of a team or change the consistency of a team. And I think Nick Chubb is that type of player, just like Christian McCaffrey has done for the San Francisco 49ers. And it doesn't mean if you take him off the team, all of a sudden they crater and they're one of the worst teams in the NFC, but their margin for error is different. Their ceiling as an offense is different, even though they still have Brandon Ayuk, even though they still have Debo Samuel, even though they still have a really talented offensive line. It's just a different level of greatness that San Francisco has gotten to because of that guy. And I think Nick Chubb has that same kind of skill.
I actually think if Nick Chubb isn't on the field in September, I think it makes Deshaun Watson's job easier.
I think he's more comfortable.
Yeah.
How he would use,
yeah.
How he would use his different weapons.
Well, and I think it makes. I think it's also Kevin's and Ken's job. I think we've seen the dilemma of I know how to get Nick Chubb where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
We know the things we have to do to maybe not jumpstart, but let's get Deshaun going. However, I want to say that those two things are not necessarily concentric circles, and so. At some point, you're going to have to figure that math out. But if you say, right. All right, I got to piecemeal the running game in September, and the result of that is I'm not going to feel as beholden to it, so maybe I can work things out just a little bit more with Deshaun. Maybe I'm going to go 80% spread or whatever. However we're even going to term the damn offense anymore.
Right.
We're going to go farther away from the Kubiak West Coast offense. I think that gives you a real chance. In a way that I think if you were trying to fit Nick back in with Deshaun and a new offense and our tackles are coming off injuries and we, like, that's a math is kind of the word of the damn day, but that's a lot of math.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of think it's a, and then by the way, the other gift in this is if Nick doesn't have to hit the field until mid-October, you might actually be able to keep him fresh. There have been so many years where you watch him at the end of the year, like, how is this dude standing? One, you get Deshaun comfortable, you get the offense installed, and then you can kind of pick and choose your spots to bring him in.
Yeah.
And who knows, the dude might have some tread on the tires when it comes to January.
Yeah, but the only thing that I go back to is where will they be in terms of in the standings when he does come back? And will it matter enough that he is that level of fresh and effective?
I think it's a fair concern. I also think teams worry about themselves more than they worry about everything else early sure. in the season.
Yeah, I get that.
And I think we do it the opposite. We are wholly concerned. When I say we, I mean fans. We are wholly concerned with, but the Steelers got to win. But you tied. Or the Steelers and Bengals lost, and that means you missed an opportunity by losing two. I think we, the fans, are very responsible for paralysis by overanalysis.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.